We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North. It is wonderful to have your company. Easter Sunday is this weekend. To Christians, it's the pinnacle of the year because it celebrates the resurrection of Jesus. The faithful believe Jesus confirmed the religion's claims by rising from the dead. With some exceptions, Christians celebrate Easter Day the first Sunday after the first full moon of spring. Easter is a season for some denominations, and the days before Easter Sunday also hold special meaning. Speaking with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley, liturgy expert and Roman Catholic priest Dr. Edward Foley explained the 3 days of Easter, also called Triduum.
In Roman Catholicism and in many liturgical Protestant communities, it's not that Easter is a single feast, but there is a three-day feast. The Latin word for that, out of three, is Triduum, T-R-I-D-U-U-M. And so that the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection is not a single day event, but we think about it as this mystery that is reflected in the symbolism of three. It may sound a little odd because it actually covers 4 days. It covers Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. But if we calculate, as the Jews did, that a day begins when the sun sets, the beginning of Triduum, Holy Thursday, begins when the sun sets on Thursday. This is not a chronology that Thursday night we celebrate the meal of Friday. We celebrate his death. Saturday, he's in the tomb. Sunday, we celebrate that he rose, because these are intimately related with each other. And quite frankly, nobody was there when he rose. All of the Renaissance paintings aside, nobody witnessed it. So we're not exactly sure what time, on what day he went into the tomb on Friday before sunset. And they discovered it was open on Sunday morning. Nobody was there. So it's this trying to be a little more holistic, that what is being celebrated through the symbolism of these 3 days is the great mystery of Jesus giving himself in the Eucharist, the great mystery of his dying, the great mystery of his rising. So it's not a day.
Good Friday and Palm Sunday, for listeners who don't know, that's the Sunday before Easter Sunday, they both highlight Christ's willingness to die, his crucifixion. Is that because the story is so important that people have to hear it twice, or is it a Good Friday attendance factor?
No, it's actually much more a reflection of the tradition. This is a tradition that developed back in the 5th century, and the tradition was people weren't concerned about, you know, making sure they got them all in church on Sunday, because they weren't going to show up on Friday, because in Jerusalem they all showed up on Friday. It's more that what's unusual about Palm Sunday, the way it's celebrated in the liturgical churches, in Roman Catholicism and in the Episcopal Church and in many other of the liturgical churches, it's the only Sunday of the year that Roman Catholics hear two Gospels. So at the beginning of the service, when the palms are blessed, we hear the Gospel of Jesus and his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. It's a short Gospel. And then later on, in the regular moment in the Mass when we ordinarily hear the Gospel, they read the Passion, the whole Passion. And so what you get on Palm Sunday in some ways is this image of triumph and death. On Palm Sunday, they do not read the resurrection story. On Good Friday, they don't read the resurrection story. But it doesn't mean it's not part of the story. It's not like you forget it. But what you get on Palm Sunday is first the story of glory, then the story of death. And in the Triduum, you get the story of death on Good Friday, and then the story of glory on Sunday.
In some faith traditions, the Easter Vigil on Saturday is the high point of these celebrations. Why is that?
If you go back to just thinking a little bit about the way I talked about the liturgical day, and this is still true for Roman Catholics today and many others, begins when sun goes down. And that's why Roman Catholics, for example, they can go to Mass on Saturday night, because even though in our culture we say it's Saturday, from the viewpoint of the liturgical day, Sunday has begun when the sun goes down on Saturday. And in the early community, the earliest community, they would gather for their meals, and that became their sacred meals as they remembered Jesus, when the sun went down. Partly because that's what they did on Passover, and partly because that's when families got together to eat because they worked all day. Holy Saturday evening is the culminating Saturday night, the culminating vigil in the 3 days. Because when the sun goes down on Sunday, technically Easter's over.
I know you're speaking predominantly from the Roman Catholic background, but can you speak a little bit about how different denominations in some ways follow this three-day idea and in other ways might differ from it?
It's one of the reasons why I've been talking about the liturgical churches. The little difference between Roman Catholics, for example, and Lutherans and Presbyterians and Episcopalians, for example, though it's probably less true with Episcopalians, is that we have a mandated set of rubrics and texts and rituals that must be done. So every parish has to celebrate Triduum. They have to celebrate Easter. They have to celebrate Good Friday. Those are not options. Our Protestant sisters and brothers, as well as the Episcopalians who do not really think of themselves as Protestant, many of those communities will celebrate Holy Thursday as a very important, but it's less mandated for them.
From a spiritual perspective, how do you recommend people have a happy Easter?
Having a happy Easter, happy is not one of my favorite spiritual words. I think the Christian traditions distinguish between Easter and the resurrection. What I mean by that is that if you think about the resurrection as Jesus rising from the dead, nobody was there, and it was a unique event, just like his dying on the cross. It only happened once, and it was a kind of trans-temporal, religious, mystical event. While people were present for his death on the cross, nobody was there when he rose. Easter, I would argue, and some theologians would say, is not Jesus rising from the tomb, because we don't know exactly when that happened. Easter is encountering the risen Lord. So when you read the scriptures and you have the two disciples on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, and as they report later on, they recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread, you could call that an Easter encounter. We could say that the whole purpose of Sunday, of Easter Sunday, is not to exhaust the Easter encounter, like we did it once and we don't have to do it again for another year, but rather that it is a reminder that we are an Easter people and that we are called to continuously encounter the risen Lord and be an encounter of the risen Lord for others. Just like Christmas is not a one-day event, say, okay, we celebrate that Jesus became a human being and then we're done, because it simply ends up being a 2013-year-old birthday party. But Christmas is about Jesus became incarnate, and we have this great season to remind us of that great mystery and to remind us that Jesus continues to be incarnate in the baptized. So we're supposed to live the whole year. We're supposed to live the Christmas mystery the whole year, that the community is the incarnation of Christ, and that we live the whole year. St. Augustine said, we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. So we have these great festivals, like we celebrate your birthday in this big event once a year, to remind you how much we love you and how much, as your life grows, like the number of candles on the cake, our lives grow brighter because you're with us longer. When we taste the sweetness of that cake, we're reminded of the sweetness of your life. We give you a round cake because it's a sign of eternity that you open up for us. We have that special day, but it's not the only day of the year, hopefully, that we love you. We use these symbols, these powerful symbols of light and water and bread and wine, to remind us of what we are to be every day. what the great German theologian Karl Rahner calls living the mysticism of daily life. Buddhists call it being mindful. We're called to be mindful as Christians that Christ rose and calls us to encounter the risen Lord in the stranger, in the good and bad things that happen in our lives, and also to have a mission to be the same encounter for others.
Father Ed Foley, thank you for that insight into Easter.
Very welcome.
Father Edward Foley is a liturgy expert with the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. He's also a UW-Madison alumnus. He spoke with Lake Effect's Amy Kiley about the 3 days of Easter. We'll take one last break and then return with It's a Material World. You are listening to Lake Effect Weekend on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.